she's real fine.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the weather here is just great. Those of you listening on the computers and internet, sorry you're not here. It is nice and warm, and weather is great. The thing that I wanted to talk about is kind of not so much like a car. I guess it's a car thing. The cars that got ticketed, that got tagged for illegal parking on the North Shore. So what's up with that, folks? These people come to see the big waves once every, what, 5 years? 6 years? And you tag them all? My son Todd said, you know, if I was a tourist and I got a ticket for visiting someplace, I wouldn't go back. Now, if the state is short on money and want money, don't you think that maybe they should just look the other way at that particular time when they were surfing? I mean, where's the aloha? Yeah, they're parked illegal. But they don't do that every day. I don't know. I guess we should put a sign out at the airport saying, don't come. Don't visit Hawaii. I want to send out a big mahalo to Young Brothers for helping me with this year's shipping of all the junior dragsters to all the islands. They're one of the greatest companies that show the biggest aloha to the kids in Hawaii. So those of you that know workers at the Young Brothers, tell them that we said a big mahalo. Hard to find companies like that today. Whenever money is down, times are hard. The seniors and the children are the ones that take the biggest hit. The defenseless. Also want to send out a big mahalo to Theodore DeWord from Royal Purple for his big help. Without his help, a lot of this stuff cannot be done. So send a big mahalo to Theodore DeWord from Royal Purple. Okay? So, anyway. People are saying there's no more money and they're struggling. But they're going to Vegas like crazy. Thinking, I'm going to win. Yeah, right. Okay, who's on the line?
We have John from Wahewa.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi, I'm calling in reference to a 98 Ford Explorer. I've had it since it was originally purchased new. It's been a great car, but now the AC vents don't work except for in the back and for the defroster. Whenever I turn it on, it's cold, but nothing blows through the AC vents.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could tell me what might be the problem.
There's a diaphragm controller in the dash that when you switch the valving over, it could be punctured or it could be the switch. Either one. Yeah, you'd have to have it checked out. The doors open and close by vacuum. And if you have a vacuum leak, you should have a rough idle.
Yeah, no, it doesn't idle roughly. It's got 175,000 miles, but it runs smooth.
Okay, then it could be the switch.
Okay.
Yeah, the switch on the dash.
And just any general mechanics would be able to address this?
No.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, you early today.
Oh, George, I tell you, you know, where is the aloha in ticketing all those people, George, on the North Shore? First time in 5 years, they were able to have that memorial contest for Eddie, in memory of Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And the conditions and everything took that long to have that contest. Now, that's generating so much interest, George, and guess what? This is what really gets me, you know, to go along with what you were talking about, that all those people, they have to go somewhere to have some lunch, you know,
mm-hmm.
some nourishment, some drinks, maybe, oh, good fun, have some shave ice. Can you imagine the hundreds of thousands of dollars that poured in to the North Shore in just that brief amount of time? It just, it's beyond comprehension.
No, but that's not, you see, Hawaii doesn't want the money. We have a lot of money here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Send them home.
Oh, shucks. You know what, George? I keep forgetting that part, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it.
I just don't understand, Rob. If these politicians were to run business, there is no business. That's why they're in office.
Yeah, well, we can... Boy, do we see that every day, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they were to run the state, the country, and everything like a business, we wouldn't have this problem. I mean, it's common sense. It's a no-brainer. You don't whack your customer. Your customer is the visitors. But in their mind, the taxpayer is their customer. And they got the thing wrong.
George, you know, you would think that, you see, we catch them like this, yeah, doing something silly like this. But I'm glad we're talking about it because, you know, people listen to your show, George, and there will be things, you know, brought back to whether it's the governor or the mayor, I don't care, whoever's in charge, the legislators. But you don't you think that maybe next time we could, you know, plan for this and, you know, even if it takes putting out a city crew to put, you know, black bags over those no parking signs or something, right? Or just a blanket for a set small amount of time.
No.
That, you know, that kind
you know,
of
Rob.
I mean, isn't that creative thinking? And look and the businesses, George, that
Rob.
Are selling the products to the to
yeah.
all the people are have to pay it back in taxes again, and this is all from the visitors.
It's called common sense.
I mean,
it's sad that
I mean,
the people don't have common sense.
Just freaking idiots run our town.
I didn't vote for them.
Me neither, George. Thank you very much. I voted for you.
So, you know, I mean, when you tell the truth and you say it like it is, then you're what they call that? Activist, everything under the sun. A radical.
Yeah, and a lot of them were radicals, you know, before they were elected into office. That's
mm-hmm.
what's funny,
so,
you know.
I don't know. I just don't understand, Rob. Those,
I know.
You know, more than half of those people were pissed off.
Oh, George, you can imagine. I wonder how many.
So manini, you know.
George, I wish we could know how many visitors, you know, because they rent the cars, right? Look at the huge amount of
mm-hmm.
car rental business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those people, George, they rented cars, and they drove out to the North Shore, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, I wish we could find out how many of those people got that ticket and said, yeah, whatever, I'm going back to Iowa or New York or who cares,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just said, yeah, right.
That's too bad. I mean, even if there were local cars there.
Oh, sure,
I mean,
there would be, yes, of course.
It's a special event. Come on, give them a break. Jeez. I don't know. I just don't know.
George, do you think it's too late or from your understanding with me and the listeners, is it possible, do you think, well, this is hypothetical, right? Is it possible for them to just go, you know what, we just, all these tickets that were all written on the North Shore that particular day or two, and I think it wasn't even that long, yeah? It was just one day event, as far as I know.
Mm-mm.
No, actually it was 2 days of the big wave.
Yeah, two or three days.
Yeah, so anyway, the time, in that time frame that they would just say,
No way, Rob. No way.
Oh my God, did I step out of the box and go into out of bounds or what?
Yep.
All righty.
Once you give them money, they ain't giving it back to you. That's it.
Well, I hope some of those legislators that may be listening, I hope their ears are burning.
It doesn't. It doesn't bother them.
I know. The money, the greed.
They think they're above the people.
The royalty, yeah.
Uh-huh. They're not royalty.
Not in my eyes.
No, they're public
crooks.
Servants.
They're public servants, but they're acting like crooks.
No, they're acting like business managers.
Yeah. What? Anyway.
Mm. Okay.
Well,
thanks, Rob.
Let's find a more uptick subject to move the show along with. I'm sorry, George, but I couldn't help but react to what you were saying.
No problem. It bothered me.
Me too.
Okay.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. We'd like to hear what you got to say. Or if you have problem with your car. Okay? I know the economy's bad, folks, and a lot of people are looking for cheaper repairs and cheaper this and cheaper that. Remember the big thing. You get what you pay for. Okay? More so in the type of parts you put into your car. You got to remember, there's that big country on the other side. It's called China. And they make cheap parts. Do they last? That is a good one. They don't. So, you want to do it over and over and over? Fine. Go get the Chinese parts. You end up spending more than doing it right the first time. Do it right the first time. We're coming across so many people that want to slide on the brakes, slide on everything. I mean, how can you even consider putting substandard brakes onto your car and endangering the people around you and most of all your family? Okay, let's go to more calls.
Okay, we have a caller from Kapa'a, Kauai.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, George. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What distributor, auto parts store, or wherever may I get Royal Purple? And who can service me here on Kauai?
You can get it from Harvey Maeda. He's in Kauai.
Uh-huh.
Harvey's number is 245-6523. And Kevin Costa... Kevin Raposa in Kapa'a will be able to service you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's move along. 296-5467. Give us a call. Mario Yano has a lock that is very, very good. It goes into your trailer hitch. And you could lock it in there. It's bulletproof. And it saves a lot of headaches. Mario's number is 497-7739. Give him a call and find out more about it. Okay, who else do we have?
We have Earl from downtown.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, hi, George. Hey, got a question for you. You know, you heard about this Toyota. They got this problem with the accelerator being stuck, and one guy, ran off the road. His car caught fire, and all family members died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're saying that if that happens, you put it into neutral and to keep the motor running so your power steering and your power brakes, still work while you come to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, you and racing know that, if an engine is running wild like that, is it worse to leave that engine on and have the thing blow up and maybe hurt yourself?
As far as the engine blowing up, it won't hurt you.
Now, what about the trans? You know, you're always worried about the
it won't hurt the trans.
No, the flywheel blowing, and yet if you don't have a scatter shield on it.
See, all the new cars today have what they call a rev control.
Okay.
If you put your car into neutral and floor it, it will only go up to 5,000 RPM and bounce back and forth over there.
Oh, it just won't run away?
No.
Totally. Oh, okay. So if that happens, put it in neutral.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so you can still have your power steering, your power brakes when you try and come to a stop.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
But the new cars have what they call electronic throttle control. There's no cables anymore. And the one that they're talking about where the people got into an accident because the throttle stuck.
Right.
All you have to do is hit the brake. And that, I don't understand, is natural. I mean, a car is going too fast, you hit the brake.
Yeah, but see, this guy hit the brakes and the engine kept running. And his
no, it's not supposed to.
Yeah, this, I don't know.
It shuts it off.
It was off-duty highway patrol guy, so I would think, you know, from what I hear.
I don't know about that story, because if, you know, you would think a highway patrol guy, especially on the mainland, they're trained for all that stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
How can he just go driving off like a Lulu?
Yeah, you know, went off the road and it burned and everything.
Yeah,
and
no.
Four people got killed.
I don't buy that. Something's wrong with that picture.
But then, so now they've got this massive recall, you know, on that Camry model. So if that was the case, why would they have to have the recall then? Because that's costing a big bucks.
No, Japan is very, very cautious on safety.
Oh.
Safety is number one. And whenever something like that happens, they're going to look for something to eliminate that.
Okay.
But so. You can try it, you know. Try flooring the car in neutral and then hit the brake. It'll shut down.
It'll shut off the throttle body.
Yeah, because it's electric. It's not with a cable anymore. But
from what year?
I'm not too sure. But somewhere around in the 2000 and up.
Oh yeah, because I remember. Yeah, you always had the cable.
Yeah. So,
okay.
But on the other hand, it could work the other way too. Now, if your mechanism, the electronic mechanism there, the control throttle, shorts out and floorboards the car, that could happen too.
Right, yeah. Well, if that happens, then you just got to put it in neutral. That's the only way to disengage.
Always put it in neutral.
Just go neutral only, but don't turn off the engine, though.
No, just turn it, put it in neutral and coast to a side.
Right, okay.
No big deal.
Okay, all right, good. Hey, thanks for your help.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Earl.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha. Okay. I think we got to go to a break. Yes?
We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with Automotive 101, your host, George Nika.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
If Hawaii's beautiful sunshine is turning your car, home, or office into an easy bake oven, call ProTint Hawaii. George Nita says ProTint Hawaii is the best he's ever tried. With 24 years of experience, ProTint Hawaii is conveniently located just off Dillingham Boulevard. So call Dwight at ProTint Hawaii, 847-8468, or just Google him.
She's real fine, my okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob is upset, George.
Oh?
Yep, I'm upset.
Why is that?
I'm mad at your friend Neil Abercrombie.
What happened?
You run for office and you tell everybody, I'm the only guy that can go to Washington. I'm the only guy that can do the things that you need done in Washington. You got to reelect me. Oh, wait a minute. I want to run for governor. I'll quit. So what if it costs $1 million that nobody, the state and the city have no money for a special election? Oh, that's okay. I need to try to be governor. I think they ought to make it when you get elected in office, you got to serve your full term unless you're sick or something happens to you. This whole thing.
Well, look at movie.
Look at that. They're running for office. They tell you how they're the only guys that can do the job, and then they quit. And it's not just local. I mean, look, Hillary Clinton's a senator. Then she's Secretary of State. And in some states, they just appoint somebody. You have all these people in office. Nobody wanted. They just got appointed. They're just running around shifting everything, and they're doing nothing for anybody. The end of the day, nothing gets done. That's what really irks me about this whole thing. And, you know, to just sit there and go, well, okay, I don't want the office anymore. That's okay. I'm leaving. You guys figure out what you're going to do after I'm gone.
Hey, Bob, did you see any difference?
No.
Whether they're in office or not?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter.
Right, but why do we have to spend $1 million for something that doesn't matter, is my point.
Just leave it open.
Exactly. I say you can't run for another office while you're in office, unless you're running for the same office. Would they vote that rule in? No.
No.
No. It's just frustrates me to no end. Nothing's getting done. The place is falling down around us. All they can do is, like you say, go up and, oh, you know what? Hey, you guys want to make some money? Go up to the North Shore because you know there's a bunch of people there not parked correctly. And write a bunch of tickets, and we'll get a bunch of money, and then that'll be all fixed for another week. But we can't keep the schools open. We can't keep the stuff you want open, but we got time to do all this other stuff. And then, oh, I'm out of here. I don't need to be your mayor anymore. Get somebody else. I'm going to go to be governor. And it just frustrates me. I don't know.
So go anyway, drive around the island, Bob.
Anyway.
Relax.
On that note, oh, by the way, I have to go to Pearl Ridge. So could you guys leave me a parking space, please?
Sure. Parking or no parking zone.
Yeah, anybody over there, if you're listening when I show up, could you just wait till I get there so I could park by the door? As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Gee, I knew I shouldn't have said anything. Anyway, who's on the line?
Okay, we have Andrew calling from Michigan.
Who?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Right. That's what he said. He's Andrew from Michigan.
Oh, okay. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just got your show on the internet. Living around here. I got an automotive question for you.
Okay.
What's this? There's something about a mothball in your gas tanks.
Uh-huh.
To help your car perform. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, mothballs is an old thing that people back in the 40s used to use to increase gas mileage.
How does that do that?
It's got to be the old-fashioned mothballs that contain naphthalene. And naphthalene is an octane booster. And if you notice, from the 70s, they have lowered the octane lower and lower and lower. And that was just to decrease gas mileage. So, if you put the mothballs in, it'll increase the octane and increase your gas mileage a whole bunch.
Even in today?
Oh, yeah. You put 5 mothballs per gallon of gas.
Oh, that's a lot of mothballs.
Yeah. But it does work. Super.
It does work.
And a lot of people think it's real off-the-wall stuff, but go pick up a Porsche manual and go read it. It says in there, if only substandard gas is available, use mothballs.
Very interesting. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Hope that helped you.
You did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. That was from where? Michigan?
Right, Michigan.
Wow. Okay. So give us a call at 296-5467 from wherever in the world. Okay. CV shafts, and CV shafts are on all front-wheel drive cars. You need to be checking them. Going to the Jiffy Lubes and stuff like that is not checking the CV shafts, folks. The CV shaft boot breaks. All the grease comes out. The bearings will seize, breaking that CV shaft. And with the shaft whipping around under the car, it will rip out your steering and your brakes. You will have no control of your vehicle, let alone stop it. Okay? The CV shafts are very important. Check it. What is your life worth? Okay? Check it out and make sure the boot isn't broken. And like I said earlier, do it right. Don't cheap job it. There's so many people going out to cheap job their cars, thinking that later on they'll put the money in. But it's going to cost you double. And in some cases, it may even cost you your life. It's not worth it, folks. I mean, just look at the people driving on the road today. One of my friends called me the other day and said, this lady cut across from the far left to the far right and made a right turn. What's up with that? Have patience. If you miss the turn, keep going. Come back and try again. But don't hang it right in front of everybody. I mean, you people that drive every day in Hawaii and America and all over the world, you see it. And when there's bad economy, you find more and more obnoxious people. Jeez, cool down. Relax. You've made a mistake. That's okay. Go to the next block. Turn around and come back. Try again. But pay attention next time. A lot of people are not paying attention. They got so many things on their mind, so they miss it. Okay? Check your wiper blades. Good time to change them. Don't try to think about it when it's raining, it's too late. So check your wiper blades. If they need replacing, replace them. Okay? And if you have a question, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467.
You know, I was going to tell you that I saw this on the Big Island in Hilo when there's a crosswalk. And there's no traffic light there. I think the pedestrian gets to push this button and a light comes on and flashes. And then they start walking across the street and you got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure how that works though. Because I just happened to pass it and then I was like, hey, I think I'm supposed to stop when that light starts flashing.
Yeah.
On the mainland. I've never seen that before.
On the mainland. When a pedestrian puts one foot into the crosswalk, you have to stop. Okay? But in Hawaii, no. They don't stop.
So it's like no matter what side of the street they're crossing or from. Like,
yeah.
Like now they have the law where it's in your half.
Yeah, on the mainland is the whole street. So, I don't know. Go figure. Anyway, transmissions don't make noise.
Okay.
They're silent and deadly.
Sounds a lot simpler than a transmission problem.
Well, it might not be all that simple, depending on the damages you've done.
Okay.
But take a look, because it can cause a severe accident.
Sounds urgent. So, wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, aloha.
Well, see?
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts. Maui Toyota on Maui and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. Poor thing, you and Rob were so upset about the giving parking ticket at the, at the meet out there on the North Shore. Can I give my thoughts on that?
Sure.
I'm no expert, okay, and I don't know the exact laws or anything. However, I have dealt with the city a lot, and so I'm familiar with why they do things. Now, I have a feeling that the police had to give tickets. They had no choice because there is an official law about illegal parking,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, around the whole island, okay, which is a standard thing. And if I remember correctly, in the old days, long time ago, they didn't give tickets. They let them go. But as the crowds got bigger and bigger, And people started parking more and more with the people, you know, in front of the people living there. They're blocking their driveways and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was such a big complaint. That's why they started ticketing people there, because the people couldn't get out of their driveways. And so if the, since there is an official law, I think the police have no choice. They have to give tickets for illegal parking, because if they didn't, then the people living there all along the North Shore will complain, how come you never give tickets?
Well,
right?
I understand that.
You know, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, what you going to do in a case like that?
I understand that, but it's not an every year thing.
I know that, but you still, it's,
and
the police can't have to follow the law. They
I
have
know.
To.
I understand that. I understand that completely. But is the law going to put more money in our pockets?
Yeah, but I don't think they're thinking about that.
We gotta, because
all the
businesses are struggling right now.
Yeah, but you know, with the police department, they cannot take the chance of having a big public outcry against them about how come you,
you know,
you're
I'll
not
give you an example. I'll give you an example, okay? You know, in Pomona, California, they have NHRA races, and there is a sound law. The sound is deafening over there. So I asked the neighbors one day, don't you guys complain about this? You know what the lady said? No, we love them to come here and make noise. I was surprised. She said they pay us money when they come.
Okay, so the surfing meet people got to pay the people all along the road who live there?
For money, people do anything.
That's funny. But, you know, because it is a big problem, you know, because there are laws like, you know, against dogs in parks.
Yep. But you give them money, it's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, so people are always saying, well, how come the police don't enforce the law in the parks? And so you have a law and they're not enforcing it, and people complain, okay?
Right.
Okay, so if you have a law about parking and you don't enforce it, people complain.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, so the only...
But how many thousands of dollars came into Hawaii?
Yeah, but the people who are thinking about the laws and the people who live there are not thinking about the money.
I know. That's why Hawaii's gem up.
Okay, there's, you know, the police are caught between a rock and a hard place. So the only thing I could think of possibly is, you know, having an exemption made to the parking law for that event. I don't know if they ever can do such a thing.
That short of time.
Yeah, but then you would have to go through the city council and make a new law and stuff, you know?
That's why I said it's not in that short of time, because the big waves come once every 5 or 6 years.
Well, but if somebody got it going and started pushing a law like that now, for the next time they have it, in 5 years later, at least the law would be on the books that there would
But
be
they don't have common sense.
Well, that's why. If you talk about it on your show, maybe somebody will start to take up that and start to, you know, go to the city council and do that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because if we just talk about it and nobody does anything, then it's going to be the same thing next time. because when you and Rob were so upset about it, I was thinking, yeah, but... You know,
we know it's the law.
The police have no choice. They have to.
I know it's the law, but sometimes we gotta use common sense and take care of our customers.
Okay, then somebody has to talk to all those, or send out flyers or meetings, or have meetings or something to tell all the people of the North Shore that live there that, you know, can you guys not complain this time, and we ask the police not to give tickets and see how
right.
that goes.
Yeah, they gotta gamang for a while.
Oh, well, anyway, I just felt sorry because the poor policemen, what can they do, you know?
Yeah, they're just told by the upper to do.
Yeah, and the uppers don't think about that kind of stuff. They just think about, well, it's the law, you guys better do it.
Only when no job, then they're going to worry about it.
Well, the police department's having a hard time with having to cut money, too.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, so that's why whoever was upper was thinking, well, the state needs the money, so let's give tickets.
You know, it's going to get worse. And if we cannot do ethanol, A and B will shut down sugar in Maui, and that's going to be even more unemployed people.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It's going to keep going.
Well, thanks.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I was actually calling in for something else, but since I guess I'm the one who started this ball rolling a couple years ago about telling you about this is the surfing capital of the universe. And I at that time I said we should make like a parking lot with buses And I'll think about it, and we should do that. And I know the perfect place mm-hmm. where it won't involve. They should make it, you know, on the bypass road by Haleiwa?
Mm-hmm.
You make a big parking lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's nothing to see there. People park there, and they catch a shuttle bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pay like a dollar, a couple bucks, and have the shuttle buses run back and forth. And in fact, you can ban all the parking except for residents along that area and let the people catch shuttle buses and have the shuttle buses come every hour or every half hour.
I don't think it's big enough to hold all the cars, though.
Well, there's big area, but at bypass road, there's a lot of area that they can make a huge.
Did you see how many thousand cars were there?
Oh, yeah. There's more parking there than along the road.
Well,
they could make a big parking lot, and, you know, it's only going to be during the surf, like you said, during the
surf. Yeah, that's a possibility, I mean.
And run shuttle buses. I mean, we got to be creative. Like you said, this is our customers.
Yeah, but you think our politician creative?
Well, you know, and it's a win-win. Everybody
yeah,
will
but
be happy. And
are
and
our politicians creative?
It'll be a money-making thing.
Yeah,
like, you
know. But I know that. But the politicians don't have the creativity. What
yeah.
can I say?
Well, that's why you have your show. You put it on the air. Somebody plants the bug in their ear, and they think like, "Oh, I came up with this brilliant idea." You know?
Yeah.
You
I don't
somebody
know.
Somebody has to think of it for
I've been trying to talk to the legislature to let us do ethanol, and they're strong against ethanol.
Well, you know, there's the oil lobby.
I don't care. Oil lobby, whatever. They're not getting money into the people of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
us doing the ethanol will create thousands of jobs, not only directly with ethanol, but in the trucking, transportation, everything. And people don't see it. These people in legislature don't see it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that. But, you know, it starts with one idea, and then
yeah,
you gotta plant the seed and let it grow.
That would be great, but tell me one thing that they have created that does not cost the state a penny that brings money into the state. Nothing.
Nothing, yeah, you're exactly right. Cause,
we're going to lose the Sony Open.
I told you about a long time ago with that when they first started the DBED,
mm-hmm.
Department of Business and Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first guy was Jack Weirs. Remember, he was the first
mm-hmm.
guy, and he was supposed to bring in sports. And I called him up, and I told him, hey, why don't we bring drag racing to the island? He said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I said, well, what can you guys help us with? Can you help us with permits? Nope. Can you help us with crowd control or traffic or anything? Nope. So he said, well, then what does that department do then? They won't help expedite permits or anything.
There's nothing that
function.
Yeah, there's nothing that the state helps.
It's like it's just a figurehead job,
mm-hmm.
you know, to pay their friends a certain amount. And,
overhead.
Yeah, and you know, the reason why we don't have any, remember you used to have the guy Matt Levi?
Mm-hmm.
He did all the exposés on all crooked government or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't have that because, you know, you look, where do all the newscasters end up? They end up as PR representatives for all these companies and lawyers and Bishop Estate and the mayor. And so they got all these guys in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the media in their pockets because, hey, they want to.
Well, you know, what everybody needs to learn is eventually all this is going to come back to everybody. There is nobody immune from it. This bad economy is going to come around. And we're located in the middle of the Pacific. We cannot just hop in a car and drive to the next state.
Yeah.
So we got to look at it very seriously and look at things that would bring the economy up. So, anyway, thanks for the call.
Oh, I wanted to, the original reason why I called, you know, you always mentioned Crestec.
Yes.
And I have a hard time getting there. Can you give me their exact location and their hours?
I don't know their hours. The location is just past Washington Intermediate, next to Zippy's on Ha'oli Street in town.
Okay, so past Washington, Zippy's next week.
Yeah, give them a call at 942-2500, and they can guide you there.
And who's the distributors of the Royal Purple that you want us to buy from?
Theodore.
Theodore.
Yes.
And does he carry the full line of Royal Purple? Or
yes.
The oil?
Everything. 352-5200.
I saw this thing on TV about Max Film made by Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried that?
Nope.
It's supposed to be like a preservative to coat metal so it doesn't rust.
Oh, Max Film. Yes, 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 yes.
Max Film?
Yeah, yeah. It's a spray.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's good on bare metal to keep it from rusting?
Yep, yep. Excellent.
Yeah, so I wanted to try that.
It is very, very good.
Okay, Joyce.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay,
aloha.
So does Crestec have that Max Film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crestec has that. Crestec has everything.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nika on Automotive 101.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimo Key, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call at 296-5467. And if you have a car that you want to save the paint, especially those new cars, use IBIZ wax. You can get it from Todd, and Todd's number is 294-8500. Harvey Maeda on Kauai also has that, and Harvey's number is 245-6523. Harvey also carries Royal Purple. Okay, so anyway. Have your AC serviced every 2 years. AC Systems has an oil for the compressor, and the compressor's oil does form acid. And the acid will go through your AC system and cause the AC system to break. Most technicians do not want to service your AC because they rather get you for the whole big number.
So if you have an air conditioner that just it still blows, but it doesn't blow cold air, what could be wrong with it?
Could be a lot of things. Could be low on Freon, the Freon gas, or it just could be your radiator cooling fan is not working properly. Or it could be you have acid that's eating up the inside of your AC. One or two, maybe all. I don't know. But if you serviced it every 2 years, at least every 2 years, you will not have that problem. Okay? But if you have a new car, I would recommend you check the AC system because it will be more than likely low on Freon by about a pound. And they purposely do that so that the AC system doesn't last that long. And then when you're done paying for the car in 5 years, The AC system will break, cost you thousands and thousands of dollars, and you say, ha, buy a new car. So, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Jean from Kapolei.
Hi, Jean.
Yes, this is Jean. Hey, George.
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
You know, when people call from mainland, Michigan, you know, wherever, can you make reference to your background in racing? Because whether you mention mothballs or not, if you mention racing, they're going to listen. They're not going to make fun, you know?
Okay.
So tie that in, you know, because, you know, you sit at the VIP table, you know, with people who know you.
Mm-hmm.
And your background. So,
mm-hmm.
And about that lady calling about North Shore,
mm-hmm.
she can be put down by people in the mainland of how silly that is to take some tickets instead of taking the revenue from the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to make a bunch of $25 tickets against millions of dollars in revenue.
I think so.
So they got to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know how silly. Okay, George.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. 296-5467, folks. 296-5467. Give us a call. Yes, I used to use mothballs in my race car. I can let people know that now because I'm not racing and I don't have to worry about the competitor putting it in his car and giving me a hard time. Anyway. That's what the mothballs do. Degreaser 2000 is an excellent cleaner. People been calling me about how to clean the engines. Well, I recommend using Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center. It's excellent. You make the engine hot, shut it down, spray the Degreaser 2000 on the engine, let it set for about 5 minutes, and then hose it down. It does not hurt anything. Okay? The next time you drive in a storm, stormy weather, pull into a service station, pop your hood, and take a look at the engine. It's all soaking wet. Water gets in there, folks. So, how do you think the used car lots clean your engine? They clean the engine with steam cleaning, and that's I don't recommend because it goes into all the wiring. By doing the Degreaser 2000, just shooting it with the hose doesn't put water into all those connections. Well, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Cal from Waimanalo.
Cal?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you, George? I've been listening to your program for a few months now, and it's a very interesting show, sir.
Thank you.
And talking about the parking, I'm not sure. The police give tickets there because under the law and things like that. But there's a bigger problem than that. There's a liability problem where the city can get sued for not taking care of all its illegal parking in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big drawback on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the police rather be doing something else than going and taking all the cars in a hot sun. They would rather be doing something else. But
yeah.
You know what I mean? They really don't want to do it. But if somebody gets to get in a big accident and somebody gets killed or whatever, they
no.
The city and county is going to get blamed.
What about this solution? Putting a group of them out on bicycles over there and directing everybody around.
Yeah, they should position police officers there to maintain the area.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fall into that predicament.
Yeah.
And also, like the shuttle for the football games, you know, they have shuttle from all different areas of the island. They can do the same thing for this.
That's a good idea.
And just have shuttle buses use the particular roads, unless it's an emergency or not, as much as possible, kind of minimize the amount of vehicles.
Yeah.
And just let the shuttle buses come from all over the island.
Yeah, because if the ambulance had to get in there, no way.
No way. So by using the shuttle buses, people will love to go ride the bus for $2, go ahead and take a view and whatever, and catch the next bus going back at a certain time.
Well, what about this? If they're tourists and they have their hotel key or whatever, they get on the shuttle bus for free.
Yes. You got to take care of the tourists because
yeah.
They don't want to bring money into our state.
That's right.
You got to look where is the positive and where is the negative
mm-hmm.
and try to concentrate on the positive.
That's right. Good idea.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. and let us know what you think. Or if you have a problem, give us a call. The show is flexible, folks. We don't stay to one subject all the way through like some shows. It's kind of flexible. Okay? And if you need any cleaning supplies or any Royal Purple or AT205 or Air Up, Fix-A-Flat, you can get it at Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec's number is 942-2500. Give them a call, and they will guide you to their location. Okay, if you're on the Outer Islands, call them. Okay? Anyway, you have the last call coming through, Wanda? Okay, well, I guess that's our cue to get out of here. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. It's not me that makes the show. It's you, the listeners, and the callers. And I appreciate you guys a whole bunch. Take care of each other. And folks, let's try to take care of the children and the seniors, because they're the ones that are stepped on the most by politicians. Take care of each other. Drive carefully. See you all next Saturday. Aloha.
KHNR.